Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
Somebody on this show got absolutely blackout hammered in a very inappropriate place. And the only place we're talking about this is our bonus content, which is what we do every week. This is stuff you will not hear right here during The Bird Show. We have to put this on bonus. So you can find that at thebirdshow.com/bonusBS. All right, why would you walk into this hornet's nest? Everything's going great in your relationship. Everything is fine in your marriage. There is no signs of infidelity whatsoever. So why would you try and test your man to see if he's messing around? Why?
Because then obviously everything isn't all peachy and isn't going swell because there's a seed of doubt.
Well, don't you think that if you are testing it, there is something going on and you're like, I'm not 100% sure, right?
I would think so. Like, if you are 100% confident in your trust for your partner, there's absolutely no reason to ever create any sort of test.
Is there anybody listening that your man or woman has never done anything at all to cause any kind of distrust? Just as a gender, you don't trust him. He's never done anything. It's just you don't trust men. So he's already guilty just because he's got a penis. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW.
Maybe it's just a curiosity thing. Like, you've always wondered what your partner would do if they were faced with this kind of choice or situation. Like, you know they're going to shut it down, but you want to know, like, how like passionate they're going to get. Like, oh, I would never cheat on my woman.
This has high backfire. Way high backfire right here.
You actually wonder that, like, often, like, that's a common thought when you're talking to somebody, if they would, how they would react if they were tempted.
Yeah, I want to see you shut down another woman. I want to see you humble that girl. Thinking she can come from my man.
I say, if things are going well, do not rock the boat in any way, shape, or form, because you just might get what you're looking for. Kristen's got the email.
Dear Bird Show, I need to use your War of the Roses, but not for reasons of infidelity. I basically need to figure out how little my husband may actually care about me. Aw. I know that sounds pathetic.
It does.
It sounds sad.
This is not where I thought we were going with this at all. Okay.
Me either.
This is going to be sad.
Basically, it boils down to the fact that I have been married for 8 years and have never received anything for Valentine's Day. Not a single rose or a box of chocolates. I've only even gotten a card one time. He always has an excuse. He forgot, or they're a waste of money, etc. I really love to know if he would still overlook me on Valentine's Day if he was reminded with an offer of free flowers. That way he can't say he forgot or that they are a waste of money. Will you help?
Oh, it's a trap. It's a trap.
I love it.
I'm over here so sad for her.
I mean, I'm really sad for her, and I hope that you have expressed, and while it may not seem fair to us, and that you wish the person would just inherently know, that is not always the case. Sometimes you have to express your needs and not expect someone to read your mind and figure out what your needs are. So I hope there have been conversations in the 8 years they've been married that is important to you, like gifts of love are part of your love language, and that's important to you, and that it has bummed you out that for 8 years you've never received flowers and that you would like to receive flowers. Now, upon hearing that, of course you want him to do it on his own. Like, you don't want to have to tell somebody to do that. But, you know, sometimes we can't pick and choose how we want things to roll out. If you have expressed that to him and he still doesn't get you flowers or something, That's a bigger discussion that needs to be had.
Let's side bar here for just a second. Mo, you and I, to guys. Even if your woman tells you, like, oh, my God, I don't like Valentine's Day. It's just a Hallmark pushed holiday. Means nothing to me. I don't want anything. Don't get me anything at all. Dudes, at least get her a card. All right, even if she says she's not buying into this whole thing, you cannot go wrong. You will not get into a fight by bringing her a card or a little something on Valentine's Day.
I agree. I mean, I've come in here every year and told y'all that I am not the biggest fan of Valentine's Day at all. I never have been. I don't get it. But every time that I've been in a relationship, I have at least gone out my way to get some flowers. And if that was good enough, then good. Most of the time it was not. That's not the point. However, I at least did that. I do think you can at least do that.
Was Valentine's Day the year you got those individually wrapped rose petals?
Yes. Yeah, I remember that. The fake rose petals, yeah.
That were individually wrapped. And
I was so mad.
He ended up scattering Abby like maybe 11 rose petals on the floor. He got so perturbed by having unwrapped these individually wrapped rose petals.
They were supposed to go all around like the hallways and up. They went from the front door to the bed. That's all I had
to do. Is there any such thing? Now I'm really curious. Is there any such thing as a really bad Valentine's Day present? 1-855-BIRCHO. Like you received a Valentine's Day present and you just wish he would have gotten you nothing or she got you nothing at all. What could be a bad, even Moe's individually wrapped rose petals.
Oh no, that's funny.
Could be, yeah, it's funny and it could be interpreted as, oh, that's sweet. He's so clueless. but is there one that would be offensive? Like guys aren't going out and getting you a vacuum for Valentine's Day, which we've heard of before on Christmas.
That would be offensive.
That would be offensive.
Yeah, or like a mixer or something of that nature. I think anything weight loss, like if you got me a gym membership or something like that, I'd be like, what are you trying to get out here?
Just stick to love.
Yes.
Right? Don't try to go off script here. But what could be on that line right there where it could be misinterpreted maybe, where she's going to go like, absolutely not. That's terrible. Because those are obvious.
I wouldn't be a fan of like, I would not be a fan of my husband gifting me lingerie. Because that's more for him than it is for me.
That's a boomerang gift right there.
Yeah, that stuff is not comfortable to wear. I mean, I wear oversized t-shirts to bed. And sometimes my Cookie Monster pajama pants.
Those are the sexy ones?
Uh-huh, yep.
All right, here is Jamie. Good morning. You are on The Bert Show. Warn dudes right now, yes, you can mess up Valentine's Day by getting what?
A flip phone necklace jewelry.
A flip phone necklace jewelry. Explain.
So we were on the phone and I didn't realize he was at the jewelry store getting me a gift. I got mad at him because I was asking him something and we just had an argument and I hung up on him. And so he got the jewelry store that he was at had a necklace that had just a little flip phone as the emblem and it had a little diamond in it. So he got me that for Valentine's Day because I hung up on him.
Oh, wow. Oh,
so it was kind of an FU Valentine's Day gift.
Kind of, yes.
Okay.
Not a lot of people get a gift for hanging up on somebody, though. That's not a bad day.
He's kind of thoughtful. Hey, Jasmine, good morning. What is a bad Valentine's Day gift?
Yeah, my ex-husband would never gift me really anything. And then one year he gifted me like a prepackaged basket with like a tiny teddy bear and a mug and probably old chocolates. And everything on it said number one teacher, but I've never been a teacher.
That'll do it. We'll do one more here. Good morning, Jen. What is a bad Valentine's Day gift? Warn dudes.
My ex-husband, for a reason, got me hydroxy cut one year.
Oh, damn.
That'll do it.
Yep. Yes, we laugh about it now, but it wasn't very funny then.
I can't even believe you laugh about it now, honestly.
Yeah, it's not even funny now. All right, hydroxy cut.
There you go.
And t-shirts that say you're the best teacher, even though, like, you've never been a teacher.
You've never taught a day in your life.
The Bert Show.